Chapter 8. Flowers Pulling Weeds. The first three steps of taking in the good involve only the positive. You might be using these steps to address a challenge or to ease something that's still bothering you, but while doing the steps, you're focusing entirely on positive experiences. For example, I had some embarrassing times as a nerdy kid getting picked last for sports teams. So when I was older, I took in many good experiences of playing football and rock climbing with friends. In the moments of doing this, there was no sense in my mind of the old embarrassments, even though part of what motivated me to look for and take in these experiences was knowing I had this lingering issue from childhood. In contrast, in the fourth step of taking in the good, link, you hold both positive and negative material in your awareness at the same time. You keep the positive material more prominent and intense and sense it connecting with and gradually soothing, perhaps even replacing the negative material. In this step, the flowers of positive experiences crowd out and gradually replace the weeds of negative thoughts, feelings, and desires. Let me explain first why this method works and then give you some suggestions for how to use it effectively. Negative material has costs. Unpleasant experiences are a natural part of life, and some of them have benefits. Sorrow can tenderize your heart, hardship can make you stronger, and anger can energize you to deal with mistreatment. Further, if you resist unpleasant experiences, this blocks their flow through your mind and body, and they stick around. If you go negative on the negative, you just have more negative. But when unpleasant experiences become negative material stored in your brain, that's not good. Negative material has negative consequences. It darkens your mood, increases anxiety and irritability, and gives you a background sense of falling short, of inadequacy. This material contains painful beliefs like, "No one would want me." The desires and inclinations in it take you to bad places. It can numb you and muzzle you. Or it can make you overreact to others, which can create vicious circles of negativity between you and them. Negative material impacts your body, wears down long-term mental and physical health, and can potentially shorten your lifespan. Overall, negative material in your brain is like a strong current continually tugging you toward the reactive mode. Understanding the neural machinery of how this material is activated and then stored suggests ways to actually change it, even to the point of clearing it out entirely. How negative material works in your brain. Sometimes we experience negative thoughts, sensations, emotions, desires, or actions related to explicit recollections. If I'm reminded of the time we were driving with our kids and our car nearly slid off a snowy cliff near Yosemite, I get a sickening feeling of dread and helplessness. But negative material usually emerges from implicit memory stores. Suppose you bought a pair of jeans that were tighter than usual, which reactivated a whole sludgy package of self-criticism about your weight. Or perhaps you were out for a walk, began thinking about money, and it was like taking the lid off of a bucket of anxiety. Whether the negative material comes from explicit or implicit memory, it's not usually activated the way you'd open a document on your computer. Unless it's a flashbulb memory of trauma with every painful detail imprinted on your mind, it is not retrieved as a whole, but reconstructed from underlying seeds. The brain does this so quickly that it seems like a particular folder of crud is pulled from a filing cabinet somewhere inside your head, but actually, there is an active process in which vast numbers of synapses, millions if not billions of them, take several tenths of a second to sync up together into a kind of confederation or coalition that represents the conscious experience of this negative material. Then when the negative material, such as an anxious preoccupation, an image from a battlefield, a muzzling of self-expression around authority figures, an edgy reactivity with a mate, or a growing feeling as a single person of being unwantable, is no longer active in awareness. It becomes gradually reconsolidated in memory structures. Little molecular machines need at least several minutes and probably several hours to rewire the negative material back into your brain. The fact that this is an active process which takes time gives you two methods for soothing, healing, and potentially replacing negative material.